biggest news starts now. AM 1240 WJON.
Good afternoon. WJON News Time, 105, 82 degrees. I'm Lee Voss. News being brought to you by Backwards Bread Company. We'll have a complete look at your WJON weather in just a few moments. Hutchinson police and first responders were called to Marshall Concrete on Highway 7 East Friday morning for a report of an employee who had fallen into a tanker-like container that was unresponsive. Police say the container contained fly ash, a base ingredient of concrete. Prior to first responders' arrival, the victim, 30-year-old Nicholas Eisenhower of Hutchinson, was pulled out of the container by an employee. First responders began performing life-saving efforts. Eisenhower was transported by Alina Ambulance Service to Hutchinson Health, where he was pronounced dead. Stearns County has seen a spike in COVID-19 cases recently, and according to the Minnesota Department of Health, Stearns County has had more than 100 cases in the last 4 days. CentraCare spokesman Dr. George Morris says locally they are seeing a number of young adults contracting the virus. He says it's a good reminder that COVID-19 doesn't discriminate by age.
And even what we're seeing for the younger crowds, the 20-year-olds, we've had people in that young age category really sick, on ventilators, and seriously ill. And so there isn't a zero risk even for the young people.
Dr. Morris says even with the recent surge in the number of people hospitalized, the number of people hospitalized has remained low, which he says is a positive. He says it's important to do your part to minimize the spread as we continue to increase activities and reopen more things. Health Partners has announced plans to close its Central Minnesota clinic in Sartell. President and CEO Andrea Walsh says the COVID-19 pandemic has accelerated the financial challenges they've experienced over the last couple of years at the clinic. The Central Minnesota clinic is scheduled to close at the end of August. Health Partners team members will work with patients during the next couple of months to transition their care to other health organizations in the area. Health Partners is exploring options for its dental clinic to remain open. Now, patients who have questions can call Health Partners at 253-5220. The Great River Regional Library System is adding more services as part of their phased reopening. Starting today, residents can schedule an appointment to use a computer at the library. To use a library computer, you're asked to call your local library branch and staff will schedule your time. Each appointment is limited to an hour. Masks are encouraged and social distancing will be enforced. The computer service is in addition to GRRL curbside pickup and print-to-go services.
WJON Radar Blender.
For St. Cloud and Clearwater, cloudy skies this afternoon with a chance for some scattered thunderstorms redeveloping, a high around 86 degrees and winds out of the south at 8 to 15 miles an hour. Tonight, partly cloudy skies developing. Don't rule out some scattered storms early. An overnight low of 69 degrees as winds will continue out of the south at 5. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, warming up to 92. Then tomorrow night, back down to the upper 60s to near 70 under partly cloudy skies. Friday, partly cloudy, 93 with a low of 69. Saturday, 92 and partly cloudy. Chance for scattered thunderstorms on the 4th as well. A low of 69 degrees again. Sunday, more of the same. Mix of clouds and sun, hot, 90 degrees. Overnight low, 68. Monday, 89 with a low of 68. We'll see cloudy skies and a chance for scattered storms. For more local news, visit us online at WJON.com. I'm Lee Voss, WJON.